Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dear President Trump, I have supported you through everything, but gas jumped 30 cents and diesel 40 cents, $5 gas and over $6 diesel. Enough is enough. Open the U.S. reserves and give us a fighting chance to survive. Well, here's the thing. Opening the U.S. reserves right now, I don't think this person quite grasps the true severity of the situation we are in, the world is in. There is a global energy crisis that has emerged. I almost said is emerging, but is here. And most people don't realize, I would suspect, how bad it's truly about to get. I mean, this is the largest short squeeze of oil, the most intense short squeeze of oil, I should say, ever. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz being closed and the United States not having a plan around this is, it's disaster. And we've already seen countries in South Asia. We've seen countries in Europe now setting restrictions on shower time, on work weeks, on AC. They are preparing. It almost reminds you of COVID, preparing for this massive supply shock. And we've got to talk about this because there are so many Trump supporters right now that realize that they screwed up. And a lot of very big figures that are talking about it, big figures who, you know, met with Trump or had interviews with Trump, these kind of MAGA influencers or right-wing influencers. And I would argue the fact that they are shifting on this is really important. You know, the culture around this stuff is very important in a day and age where everyone's getting their news from social media, especially the younger generation. And when they see like this culture shifting of like, liking Trump is not a popular thing anymore. I know that sounds like, it's like, what does that really even mean? But it does translate, and we're already seeing it translate into polling. We're already seeing it translate into wins for Democrats. So let's talk about this. Could you imagine showing somebody this tweet? Ann Coulter, watching Fox News, assures viewers the Iran war is going super well and Trump is a total stud. It's like watching the same network assure viewers that Dominion voting systems rigged the 2020 election and Trump was the winner. Obviously, Dominion suing Fox News and Fox News paying the largest defamation lawsuit in American history, almost $1 billion. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Fox News is now the fake news brainwashing boomers to support what we voted against. Could you imagine showing someone this tweet right here on like Donald Trump's first day in office of this term, January 20th? What is going on? And here's the thing, right? I would argue that even this, a lot of people like you, we see figures like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Thomas Massey or Nancy Mace start to have disagreements with the president. But that's for somebody who's had such an iron grip over the Republican Party for 10 years, a decade, like pretty much any point through that, if you disagreed with the president, like you just didn't have a place in the party. You got sent to what I call the Republican dungeon, like you were never heard from again. Now, if you disagree with the president and you're an elected Republican official, you're fighting kind of against the grain. You're fighting against the grain. Donald Trump very much still does have this like grip on the party, but it's really telling that you still have a place in the Republican Party if you go against him. I would argue we really haven't seen that in this era of Donald Trump. Even media figures like Tucker Carlson, right, really like raging against the Iran war and talking about how Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is that. He has a place. Marjorie Taylor Greene has a place. Nancy Mace has a place. Even local officials, Indiana refusing Donald Trump's request to redistrict, those elected officials have a place in the party. And that's really telling of Donald Trump's power. Tim Dillon, who's somebody who's a big right-wing figure himself, had a very, very viral clip today talking about the MAGA movement. And I think you're not ready for this one. It's going to be good. Before I hit play, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy the way I do things, check out my YouTube channel right down below. I appreciate each and every one of you. You are the best. And here on the Adam Ockler channel, we are growing faster and faster every single day. We appreciate it. If you want to join the Mockler movement, I know Midas is like the Mighty Midas, so I can't do Mighty Mockler. A lot of M's here. Make sure you subscribe down below. It really helps us out. Hit like, share the video. It goes a long way. Let's listen here to Tim Dillon.
It's the greatest con in history. By the way, it's the greatest con in history. I mean, truly. It's the greatest. It's the, and I don't say great in like a good way. It is truly the most successful con in history. It makes Enron look like a guy doing three-card Monty on the street. Anything that you can remember and identify as a complete and utter scam, this is the greatest con in history. To run as an America First and you're going to take care of America and then turn around and go, you know, all of these things, daycare, Medicare, Medicaid, we have nothing to do with that. We're fighting wars. That's what we're here to do. We're here to have a defense budget of $1.5 and we're here to fight wars. It is the greatest scam in history. You got to hand it to him. And I mean, truly, and not, in, you know, again, not in like a, not in a moral way, but like you got to hand it to him. This is the greatest about face in political history that I have really ever seen.
And I kind of chuckle when I see this clip because, I mean, a lot of us knew that it was going to be the biggest scam ever. So to us, it wasn't really a scam. I mean, it was actually extremely obvious. If you vote for the guy who's a known con man, been found liable for business fraud, is known for scamming people, liable for sexual abuse, liable for defamation, again, found guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, like a guy who we all have known to be a raging narcissist and a chronic liar. This is not really a scam at all. I mean, it was the most obvious thing ever, actually. But I digress. It's good that we have people now realizing this. And that is a very, very intense clip there from Tim Dillon. Some more kind of MAGA regret here. My son is in the U.S. Army. He's on deployment in the Middle East. I'm not okay. He is okay, but I am not. 4.6 miles done. Obviously, wishing all the best for any for U.S. soldier members, members of the U.S. military right now. It is really hard to witness what's going on right now. I don't even know. Nobody really knows why we're doing this or what the justification could possibly be as Americans die, as Iranians die. It is so sad. Quick question. Who did you vote for? This person responding. I'm not sure that matters. I was told if I voted for, quote, cackling Kamala, my kids would be sent to war. Yet here we are. He's a liar. Cackling Kamala. Really? I mean, I think Kamala Harris said that Donald Trump would get us into an engagement in Iran because of the type of person he is. She was right. She was right about so much. And yeah, man, you're starting to see MAGA realize it. People have been spotting this sticker all over the place. I did that in relation to the gas prices. We have here $3.65 essentially for a gallon of gas. I took a picture the other day at a gas station, $5.50. That is unbelievable. By the way, first link in the description, you can grab one of these stickers if you want to put them around from the Mockler Media website. I ran, it's pretty good, the gas price up, pointing to the gas pump. Check it out. First link in the description right down below. Longtime Trump supporter Sneeko, somebody who met with Donald Trump and often, you know, a very a big kind of right-wing voice in what I call the manosphere, meaning like a lot of young men watch him and he's just kind of, he's a douche, excuse my language, but I wouldn't really take anything he says at face value. But longtime Trump supporter Sneeko turns on him, says he misses Joe Biden. Wow, let's take a look at the clip.
So I tweeted, I miss Joe Biden. I do, I miss Joe. I miss sleepy Joe Biden. This is terrible. I miss Joe Biden. Stumbling around. This was what we had to deal with. We didn't even know how good we had it. Joe Biden would be like, sniffing a kid. We did not know how good we had it. Biden was, it was just simple. The worst thing about Joe was that he forgot where he was. The worst thing about Trump is antichrist rhetoric and war that nobody wants and a draft and maybe the end of American empire. I don't know. Oil prices up, U.S. economy tanking, $39 trillion. Joe Biden was,
Obviously, I'm going to disagree with some of the characterization here of Joe Biden, but also, like, we tried so hard to tell you guys. We tried. And every single, it is so maddening. It is maddening to think about all the work that I know you put into the in before the election to try to tell people this. I put in, Adam put in, to try to tell people, like, hey, he's going to get us in a war. Hey, he doesn't care. Hey, look at all these economists who signed a letter, like the brightest economists from around the United States at all these different universities saying Donald Trump's economic plan is going to usher in a recession and Kamala Harris's plan will not. We tried. And here's the thing. Like, a lot of people point out, they say, well, look, you have, you know, these big figures saying this, maybe someone here or there. But, like, it's not showing in the polls. And I would actually argue it is showing in the polls. So let's take a look at this CNN article actually from today. As President Donald Trump's poll numbers have hit new lows, literally record lows, amid the Iran war, there's now the firmest evidence yet of a long-anticipated dynamic, the regretful Trump voter. While a fair number of Trump voters have had reservations for a while, a series of polls in recent weeks shows those reservations are starting to tip over into something more serious. This is a YouGov poll from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, a survey we've spotlighted before on this issue is the hardest evidence. So rather than ask a straight question about whether people regret their votes, the poll offers a sliding scale of more nuanced options. Obviously, you know, people are probably more likely to answer honestly if you put a question like this in front of them as opposed to, you know, do you regret your vote, including some concerns, mixed feelings, and some regrets rather than just full-on regret. In April 2025, 74% of Trump supporters scorned any of those options and said they were, quote, very confident in their vote. But today, that number declined to 62%. So that's a pretty steep decline. That's 12% against 62%. That means there's almost 40% of people, 38%, who said that they at least regret some part or are having concerns about this, which, again, I feel like a lot of individuals are, they feel very, their egos feel hurt, very prideful, maybe. They're like, oh, it's not so bad. They're still kind of trying to defend it. So I assume that in reality, this number is higher. 38% of Trump voters who chose a less resolute option was double the 19% of Kamala Harris voters who did the same. Another 21% of voters said they were still confident in their votes but had some concerns. And the percentage who declined to express confidence in their vote and said they at least had mixed feelings has gone from 8% in April 2025 to 70%, or excuse me, 17% today. Trump True Store temporarily closes on account of low sales amid the Iran war. I mean, again, this seems like small stuff, but I do think it's indicative of where the culture is at. Military.com here. Just a few months ago after opening, the controversial Trump True Store in Crystal Lake, Illinois has temporarily shut down, citing a drop in sales amid the ongoing Iran war. I mean, yeah, I'm not sure really how many Trump's voters are super psyched to go get Trump gear. Vote for the guy who promised, you know, peace, no new wars, regime change, peace through strength, excuse me, and then ushered in straight to a new war that has no justification. Who knows how long we will be there? It is so, so, so tragic. With somebody here on Facebook posting F Biden and F you for voting for him. Happy July 4th weekend from a while ago. Clearly a Trump voter now saying, I am not happy. Trump is now, quote, a puppet of Israel. This is not MAGA and not what we voted for. Again, I think a lot of us saw this coming. And we're seeing it actually play out. Lastly here, Trump is seeking to pay for his new $1.5 trillion military budget by cutting the following. And the thing is, this list is insanely long. I actually just made a video about this on my YouTube channel titled There's Something Big Coming, where I kind of outline this. It is crazy how much the White House wants to cut, just domestically cut everything to pay $1.5 trillion for the military, a 44% increase. Gunther Eagleman, one of the most well-known kind of MAGA influencers online, who's just such a moron. This is a lie. It's literally from the whitehouse.gov website, laughing my ass off, LMAO, and the whitehouse.gov website. You can check out my YouTube video on that if you want to. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Wild to see. Absolutely wild to see. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. We will keep you updated here on the Adam Mockler channel. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you're subscribed here. Check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.